Every cell in our body needs glucose, which is basically sugar, to run. So our body lives off of glucose.
Thanks for listening to this preview of the Type 2 Diabetes Podcast, part of the Health Unmuted audio library by Mission Based Media.
If we have too much glucose, it causes all sorts of damage.
Type 2 diabetes affects about 34 million people in the United States, and that number is rising, including among kids. But with healthy lifestyle changes and other interventions, type 2 diabetes can be managed and even reversed. We talk about all of that in the Type 2 Diabetes Podcast. In each episode of this mini-series, we hear from medical experts, caregivers, and people who live with diabetes to engage, educate, and empower listeners. We'd love your help getting the show out to all of those affected, not just those who are living with type 2 diabetes, but their loved ones as well. To learn more about how you can be involved, visit healthunmuted.com or drop us a line at hello@healthunmuted.com. Enjoy this preview of the upcoming Type 2 Diabetes Podcast. In episode 1, we'll explain the basics about how diabetes develops and affects the body.
Insulin is something we all need that's naturally produced in the body.
Insulin is important. It carries glucose into our cells. But in type 2 diabetes,
the cell does not recognize the insulin and therefore cannot accept the glucose to use it as energy and break it down and turn it into energy.
If glucose can't get into the cells, it builds up in the bloodstream instead and can cause problems like heart disease and stroke. Throughout this series, we'll hear from people living with type 2 diabetes, like Oscar Camejo.
My doctor called me on a Sunday and said, go to the emergency room now. I dropped everything and was in there for 5 days, and that's when I learned that I had developed type 2 diabetes. I was about 268 pounds, and I felt myself being tired a lot.
And we'll learn what symptoms Oscar and other people often experience before diagnosis.
Increased hunger and eating more frequent need to urinate, and increased thirst and wanting to drink water more often or other beverages.
In episode 2, we'll learn about risk factors for type 2 diabetes.
Lack of exercise, poor diet, lots of sugar, lots of carbs.
Obesity, being overweight.
I knew that being a Hispanic woman in my 40s with a family history of type 2 diabetes was going to put me at increased risk.
And in later episodes, we'll talk about how type 2 diabetes can be managed and even sent into remission.
It is not a death sentence. It's really a wake-up call, because there are very specific things you can do to improve your overall lifestyle to hopefully get your blood sugars under control.
I've lost over 80-something pounds, and I've been able to maintain it through the diet and exercise.
For some people, medication is also an important part of managing type 2 diabetes. So we go into the different types of medications in episode 4.
We have insulin for people that need insulin if they're not making enough insulin. Just in the last decade or so, there's just been a lot of new classes of medications that have been approved for diabetes.
And throughout the type 2 diabetes miniseries, we'll bust common myths about diet and how food affects blood sugar.
The most common misconception about food and nutrition is you have to stop eating carbohydrates. We need carbohydrates. They fuel our energy. They fuel our body.
And most importantly, we'll hear how a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes isn't the end of the road, but it is an invitation to adopt a new lifestyle and a different relationship to food and to your body.
It can be overwhelming. It can be a lot. Be kind to yourself.
You can do it. It's your journey, and just stick with it.